Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Ladies and gentlemen, I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
It's In This League.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Come again?
With Scott Bogman and Chris Welch.
Can't wait.
What does that do? Does that blow your mind?
That just happened.
What up? What it do? It's In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. I am Chris Welch, a.k.a. The Welch. That's Scott Bogman. A.K.A.
Rocket.
Wow. I was going to give you a arch nemesis of Swamp Thing, but you ruined that with your Rockets.
Rocket.
Crap. Stupid. I mean, no one says, what the hell did I open
Rocket.
Up with?
Rocket.
Just the worst person right now to deal with.
Diamondbacks. D-backs.
Bogman life. I just moved.
New apartment. Yeah.
You know what I like about moving into a new apartment or a house or anything like that? It's the best thing that's ever happened to you for about 2 months until
you
hate
it. Yeah, and
then
it'll be just terrible.
It's just like anything you've ever bought. You know when you buy something and someone's like, oh, you got that? And you're like, let me tell you something. Let me tell you how awesome this iPad is. And 3 months later, you haven't touched it in 4 months. You get a new car. Let me tell you.
iPad?
Come on. A new car. You're like, let me tell you something about a Kia. These Kias are way better than all of these other respectable brands. Trust me. And then you have
and
it.
And eventually
just like,
you run it into a wall and your door is damaged and you have to get out the other side.
Dirty or something.
Time.
It's just like anything else. But that's life, though. Everything is exciting when it's new. Relationships, jobs, cars. And then guess what? We're all back here to figuring out who in Christ is going to be our corner infielder in the 16-man league because there's nobody left. That's what we're left
with.
No,
you're the Iceman. By the way,
I'm the cooler.
Everything was great for me.
William H. Macy over here.
30 seconds ago, and you just crapped on everything. You're just like, you know what? Everything is good for a little bit, but really it's terrible.
Everything is awesome for about 30 seconds.
Right.
My birthday's tomorrow.
Are you excited?
Nope. I got a call from my mom, and we were. She was just like telling me she's dealing with.
I have to call you today because Sunday I'm busy.
Yeah, well, ironic. She's dealing with a bunch of stuff, and she was just like, yeah. She's like, I'm not sure if I'm going to make it up on Sunday for your birthday. And I was like, that's fine. And she's like, well, are you sure? She's like, there's some stuff going on. I'm like, I don't care. We're not doing anything.
Why would you ask if that's fine?
Yeah, I was just like, I'm not doing anything. And she's like, well, I'm not kind of prepared, and I don't want to come if you guys are doing a bunch of stuff. I'm like, no one's doing anything for me. I'm like, don't worry. We're not doing anything. I'm like, I'll go for a hike, and then I got to record podcasts later, and that's it. Nothing special will happen on my birthday. So do what you want. Come on up.
Yeah, for your birthday, I'm going to go to my second job because my new apartment is so much more expensive.
Second job. I like it. Will you be catering to other human beings?
I will be post-mating it up.
I like that you're serving other people. There's something pleasant about that.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care. You know, it's there's no boss. You just drive around, listen to podcasts, pick stuff up, and then drop it off. And it's I tell you what it is doing, which is bad for me. It's introducing me to all kinds of brand new restaurants that I never would have thought of. And I'm like
bougie places.
This sounds good here. A couple, Indian places that I would have never thought of. There's a new Euro place. But I mean, then there's, they have the
Indian
hits.
Food. And a little bit of no thank you.
Then they got McDonald's in there.
Oh, introduced Chick-fil-A. To McDonald's, huh? Yeah, it's a cuisine.
Oh my God, dude. I delivered to the biggest stoner in the world the other day. He got 17 breakfast sandwiches. It was ridiculous. It took forever. No, I actually didn't work on 420. So, it was just ridiculous. And then I got to the guy, and I was kind of panicking because I'm like, good Lord, this is taking forever.
And I get to the guy, and
he just could not care. What's that?
Who orders McDonald's?
Someone who is super rich and living off of his parents' money.
But he chose McDonald's?
I guess it's cheap. I don't know. It's like $35 worth of McDonald's. It's ridiculous.
That's not cheap. That's a lot of McDonald's.
It's a lot of McDonald's.
Okay.
What I guess what I'm saying is, like, the stuff at Postmates, like, there's people ordering from the Yard House, like, there's people ordering from all these other really bougie type of places. Like, you know, your $35 is going way further at McDonald's than it would at the Yard House, you know.
So. Okay. I can't fathom someone being like, you know.
Someone just ordered, like, fries and some other type of appetizer from Islands.
I just, like, I'm really hungry. I don't want to go anywhere, but I really want something to eat. You guys like Postmates? You guys like McDonald's? Like, there's McDonald's everywhere. There's a McDonald's more than our Starbucks everywhere. Let me get this guy to come deliver McDonald's to our house.
Why is Brian Regan delivering this food?
Well, because Brian Regan orders McDonald's from Postmates.
Well, I think that there are certain, like, so there's a subscription service, Postmates Unlimited, where you get free delivery if you order over $20. I mean, you don't have to order $35.
Huh? You get the whole catalog?
Say that again?
Did I confuse you? The whole catalog there? A little subscription service? You get the other sites with it when you order?
Well, what it is, it's certain places that partner with Postmates.
Food Fiesta?
If you order $10 or $20 worth of stuff, you get free delivery. So people who do Postmates, like, a lot, you know, people that work from home or, you know, have a bunch of kids and they can never leave their house or are just fat and lazy like me, you pay $10 a month and, you know, anything over $20 that you order, free delivery.
Man, I'm just too cheap, I guess. Like, I can't fathom. Like, just not something gets in my mentality. I don't order food and have people
bring it to me. I don't think I'll ever deliver to a dad. Because I think every single dad will volunteer to leave the house for 30 minutes if they can.
Anytime I can get out of the house, I'm gone.
Right.
Gone. Like, well, you know, we could probably use more money. Let me get a 12th job. That would be good. I get out of the house for anything. But also, I don't know. I've always had this weird thing. But I don't like human interaction, I guess is what it is. But, like, you know, like I think I've told you this before. Like, when I'm at a store, whether it's a car dealership or a Best Buy, like, I don't want anyone coming to talk to me. Like, I don't want to deal with anybody. No, it's not that I don't like
interacting with people or people bothering me. That, yeah, you sound like a jerk.
It's not. I'm not going to be rude to you. I just, like, especially, maybe a car dealership is different. Anywhere else, I just don't want someone coming up and bothering me when I'm doing that type of stuff. So same thing goes where, like, they're going to come, they're going to ring the doorbell, my dogs are going to get loud. Like, I'll just go out. I can listen to a podcast for 10 minutes. Maybe I could listen to, I don't know, like, In This League on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network, on iHeart, or listen on demand.
Less interaction if you, because if you go out, you're dealing with the people on the road, and then you get to the restaurant, and you're talking to the people up front, and then you have to, you know, grab your food and take it back in, or God forbid, you go to a grocery store, there's people walking down the aisle.
Yeah, but they're not directly talking to me.
No, they're not, but you still, like, when you're delivery, you deal with one person.
That's a ghost in the night. I'm a shadow in the night, my friend. I walk through.
Yeah, I had no idea I was doing this segment with Batman.
Bogman, I'm a shadow in the night. Don't bother me.
Please. All right. Well, you know, McDonald's. Since you're a billionaire, Bruce Wayne, you could probably afford some Postmates.
I need Food Fiesta. That's a good site.
Get that. Mike Eats Brazilian Food. That's another website.
Captain Servin.
Yeah, right. Captain Servin. These are great. We got a business venture here. We got a business venture. We got a great show for you besides the 8 minutes we just wasted of your life. So thank you for sticking around. We are going to talk baseball. We're going to be talking football, of course. One thing we're going to do. We started this. This is kind of a shoot-off thing that we do with the In This League Fantasy Football podcast. So if you guys are, I'm telling you, I can't say this enough, especially if this is your introduction to In This League, is this show right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We do so much. We do many, many shows.
Too much.
Which is too much. Right? Probably not a great thing, to be honest with you. But, you know, we're trying to get out of the house. We're trying to avoid, you know, our families and stuff. And we do a couple of football shows. We do one for Fantrax, which is the full 60. Full 60 fantasy football. Yeah, actually, you do multiple. But on that show, we just did a 32-pick first-round NFL draft mock draft. So for you guys that are into the NFL draft, which is this coming week, we did a mock draft on that show that you can listen live where we made the picks. But something else we did on the In This League Fantasy Football podcast, which hasn't been released yet, was we put together a early fantasy football draft. We did a slow draft with some of our ITL army, and we put all
rookies available.
Yes, that was the big key, is we made all the rookies available before they were drafted in the NFL draft. And we're going to break that down here on this show before the NFL draft. So we're going to tell you what this early draft looked like, where players kind of fleshed out, which is really, really interesting, where the rookies went, where does Saquon Barkley go. So we're going to do that in the third hour, I think. Third hour sounds good, right, Boggs?
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right, third hour, we're going to break down this mock draft. We're going to go through the picks, have some analysis on that, especially focusing on the rookies because that NFL draft is coming up. Which, how stoked are you? Because we are doing a three-day live draft coverage with Bogman on our YouTube channel. So youtube.com/inthisleague you're going to be on during the draft. You're going to be live streaming.
During the draft, I'm going to be live streaming, and I'm just going to rank the offensive players during the draft. So that is what I'm going to be doing. If you have any questions, it'd be great. It is going to be on our Patreon. So if you're up on our Patreon, but it goes as low as a buck. So if you want to jump on that and talk some prospects with me during the draft, it's going to be a great time. So much fun. I'm sorry. I'm totally distracted.
What are you distracted about?
I'm watching baseball, and Carlos Gomez just slid into home, and the guys are giving him the old slap on the ass, and his ass is gigantic.
Why is his ass so big?
I don't know. It's Carlos Gomez and then Alexis Texas. Okay. It's ridiculous.
Okay. Here's a question. I don't think we're going to put up as a poll question, and hopefully hopefully no one important at FNTSY is listening to this. But does Carlos Gomez have the biggest ass in baseball?
I don't know, man. Justin Upton, pretty large backside.
Justin Upton with that derriere. Here is what I would say. Justin Upton is the Instagram model of baseball. I don't know if that guy's ass is as big as he makes it out to. That, yeah, he did, yeah, 100%. He's, who's that chick I just introduced you to? Anastasia Kvitko?
I like some of that, yeah.
He is pushing that thing out. It looks like an Instagram model.
He's posing.
He's posing. He's putting that ass out there.
So he's got a poser big ass.
He's backing that thing up. Ass. What is with that? You know, I, hold on, let me type this in. Big ass baseball players. So look at this. Oh my God. On IGN. Here's an article from a couple years ago. Why do baseball players have such big butts? And someone should say
it's the lower half strength that you need to hit a ball real far or to pitch. Especially a lot of pitchers have big asses too.
Is it maybe because you would think a lot of more offensive linemen would have big asses.
You know,
how much can we say ass in a segment before it's a problem?
I don't think ass is really a curse word anymore, is it?
We'll find out.
You can say S as much as you want on television. The radio's different,
It is.
Problem.
It is, Bogman. It's different. It's different. Who else? Okay, then now that we're on the subject, who else has got a big ass? Lindsey Pellis. Oh, baseball players. Who?
Do you like tattooed Instagram models?
We're about to find out. Why don't you tell me? I got my phone up here. Who should I maybe like or not like?
Jennifer, Jennifer.
Okay.
Deku. Jennifer Deku.
Deku. D-E. Oh, hello. Okay.
She's just recently enhanced, by the way.
Oh, yeah. I see by the second picture. I'm a fan. Yeah, I am a fan, so let's click that follow button.
Snapchat on there, too.
I will be follower 71,600 on that account. Yes, big fan of the what was that whole thing called? Remember the tattoo thing?
Inked.
Nah, not inked. Not Evil Angel. Not that, but like there's another.
Burning Angel?
Suicide Girls. Is that it?
Oh, yeah, Suicide Girls.
That thing.
So there's Suicide Girls, and then the porn version of that is Burning Angel.
Angel. There you go.
That's Joanna Angel's site.
Would that be also like Annabelle Peaks?
Yep, she's okay. On there. 100%.
We are giving listeners incredible research.
I mean, you guys have got a lot of homework to do.
Yeah.
After the segment here, for God's sake.
But I would say that, baseball players unproportionately have huge asses. But Carlos Gomez, I don't know how that guy moves.
Well, he moves fast, too. Maybe the big ass propels him. I'm not sure.
I don't know. He looks like one of those robots from like Futurama. It's just a big circle and then like legs that move or something like that. Like that's what he looks like. That guy going around the base is like, who's a big like grandma bot thing?
It looks like a meatball on toothpicks is what you're saying.
Yeah. Justin Upton is in there. I'm trying to think if there's anybody else that stands out. I mean, what about the big boys? Jay Bruce?
Yeah, yeah.
Mike Moustakas?
Well, Moustakas is a giant one. Yeah, I think any of those, you know, guys of larger carriage in baseball, you know, I think, you know, Bartolo Colon probably just has a normal, like, he probably has the flat guy, the fat guy flat ass. That's what I have, where, like, I don't have a giant ass, but I'm a big, huge, fat guy, where you think I have a big ass, but it just all goes to my gut. It just goes nowhere else.
Is this the only place you can face. Safely talk about men's asses and it's not, like, a thing?
I mean, maybe it's a thing. I don't really care. Okay. So, I mean, when
are you uncomfortable looking at Carlos Gomez?
Not even a little bit. When it's that big, you just notice it. I mean, there's you can't.
How can
help
you
it.
Not? I mean,
right?
Just putting it all out there. You're gonna dress like that. You're just putting it all out there, man. I don't
it's
know
not
what
like
to
the guy
you.
At the Tigers game the other day. Did you see that guy?
That guy was an incredible looking human being. No shirt. He was a woolly mammoth, and he was so sunburnt on that stomach.
Don't you feel like you're going to find out that that guy passed away in like 4 days
100%.
And then just not be surprised?
And then,
at all.
Yeah, and they'll have like, you know, Willie Mammoth Day at that ballpark
Willie
where they celebrate
Mammoth
that
Day.
Guy. They celebrate that guy. People got to know what we're talking about. It's that guy, just no shirt. It was like 40 degrees, I think, but he was completely sunburnt.
Well, he had a sweater on, basically. So
that's
not like he was going to be, not like he's going to have any problems.
I wish I had any of that. I wish I had the confidence to go out there looking just atrocious to human beings. I wish I had a nice ass.
Yeah,
Justin
no,
Upton,
mine
put that thing
like
out
I
there.
Scratched it all the way.
Yeah, we're not going to be Instagram models unless we get some filters, no. Right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, we need filters on filters on filters.
Okay, Jennifer Decoux followed.
Yes.
All right, we're going to talk about some real stuff. How about this player? He's kicking the ass. Ozzie Albies. We got to talk about him. Whole bunch more coming up, so don't go anywhere. This is In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Playing daily fantasy basketball this year? Consider Daily Roto your go-to resource. Whether you play on DraftKings or FanDuel, Daily Roto's customizable projections, podcasts, strategy guides, and lineup optimizer will help you compete with the pros in a fraction of the time. With a team featuring millionaire maker winners and live final champions, there's no better place to get your NBA DFS content. Better yet, you can save 10% using the promo code FNTSY. So go to dailyroto.com/premium and learn more about our awesome product.
I swear to God, I'll pistol whip the next guy that says...
In This League.
Hey, Farva, what's the name of that restaurant you like with all the mozzarella sticks?
In This League.
Oh. Welcome back. It's In This League right here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Check us out, inthisleague.com, for all the laughs, all the good pods, and all the fantasy advice, sports talk. And we got comedy shows over at the ITL Army, if you like that. We just did a funny one. By the way... Has there been any, can you think of a better marketing, like, idea than saving Super Troopers 2 for 420?
I mean, that was pretty good, but I tell you what, it might have been bad, because the stoners are going to get so lit up and then not go.
I don't think so. I haven't seen any of the other numbers, but they had the Thursday showings. They made, like, $1.3 million on Thursday showings, and I know that's not a lot, cause, like, some movies will make, like, $100 million. But think about that from Super Troopers.
Well, it's not a superhero movie.
Yeah,
so,
that's what I'm saying. Like a $1.3 million on Thursday. So take in Friday. There's nothing else really playing right now. I was listening to an interview. Do you know those guys finished this movie like 8 months ago? But their marketing team said, hey, what do you guys think about waiting? Because 420 is on a Friday. And they're like, all right. And they waited eight to nine months on this movie to release it on 420, the second of... I mean, Super Troopers is like... I mean, it's if comedy-wise, it's one I can watch over and over and over. It's got to be a top 10 comedy all time.
Absolutely. You know, and that's... Like, I'm kind of worried about the next one. You know what I mean? Like...
I'm not going to go at 420. I'm not an idiot. I mean, I don't even know if I'll see it in the theater, to be honest with you, because next week... By the way, when you're doing... I didn't even mention this before. what, you know, Bogman's going to be doing live streaming NFL draft and stuff. I'm actually off for my my entire family.
You
gone.
Come join me.
I'm not doing. You know what I'm doing? I got one of the early tickets on Friday to go see Infinity Wars.
Okay.
And I'm doing nothing for 2.5 days. Absolutely nothing. Except watch movies. Maybe I'll just watch Infinity Wars. You know what? Now that I think about it, I might pull a doubleheader, and I might actually now next week go see Super Troopers 2 after Infinity Wars.
Dude, I'm so behind on movies. Like, I never got out to see Black Panther because spring training, and I had a wedding, and I was moving, and all that stuff. So I still haven't seen Black Panther.
Have you seen all the other ones? All the superhero movies?
Not live. I didn't see... what was the last one? I don't think I saw either of the last Thors until they came out. I never saw Doctor Strange.
I didn't see Doctor Strange in the theater.
Like, I've seen a lot of them, but I'm probably 50% on theater or coming out. Like the Winter Soldier I saw.
Theaters are a whole thing now, though. That's part of the problem. Like I'm not. One of the biggest bougiest things, like, you're the biggest bougie person I've ever seen in my life. Like, you're like, I gotta,
what are you talking,
no, you've always
about?
Like, you're like, I'm not gonna go see a poor person's TV in standard definition. This is like 10 years ago.
Have you seen standard definition? It
well,
hurts
yeah,
your
now,
eyes
now it does, but like the what one thing I will not does? Do one thing and I will not too. Do in my life is go to a movie theater that I don't have an assigned seat.
Oh yeah,
I mean,
would you?
I'm not an animal. This right. is not a third world country. When we go to movies, we have our seats and we don't have to fight all the scum around us. We get our seats. I preferably probably want my foot up, and potentially I want someone to serve me alcoholic drinks and some food.
I don't know why. The last movie I saw in a non-assigned seating, I saw The Hateful Eight. And I saw it like two or three weeks after it came out. And there were like only 14 people in the theater, and I was still pissed. Like, I think
that,
for
like,
no reason.
Anyone was around you?
I mean, they were still like sitting in the same row as me, but
I've had that, by the way, the worst experience I ever had in my life. I snuck away to go see a movie like midday. It was like one of the action superhero movies. There weren't more than 7 people in the theater. I swear to God, this guy bought a ticket next to my seat.
I hate
and there
why?
Was nobody else. I looked at this guy and I was like, you have murdered someone, or
you think
you were going
to
murder me?
He was doing the old toe tap to you?
Oh, like, I guarantee he was ordering popcorn and putting a hole in the bottom. I immediately moved. I was like, I'm not a psychopath, and with 7 people in a theater that holds 80, going to sit next to you.
Because you can't do that with anything else, right? No. I mean, I guess maybe like a pack of M&Ms, but I feel like the M&Ms would fall through.
I'm not. I see what you were saying. I thought sitting next to people.
Oh,
I didn't know you were meaning that. Ordered nachos. Get your hand in there. Like,
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you're going to blister at that point. Those nachos are probably hot.
Yeah,
so.
They don't work. But that's
and
the whole
also,
thing.
You know, you have to bring a big screw gun for that plate. So
yeah, gross. But that's the problem. It's like, you have to do that, but it's also a thing. Like, you can't go to a movie and not spend $70 now, even alone.
$70?
Tickets are like almost $20. You got to get at least 2 drinks. You order food. Your
you
bill is $30
or
$40.
Well, stop that. I don't think you have to get 2 drinks. By the way, bring a flask, dummy. Bring a flask with you and then order a Coke and put some, you know, some low-rent whiskey in there. Put some Jack Daniels
in
there.
I don't drink low-rent whiskey. I guess there's another thing I'm bougie.
You remember, you just called me bougie, by the way.
I don't drink. I don't drink pork.
Name all the bougie things I do.
You only order food from people that will bring it to your house.
No. Well, what are you talking about?
You live off of Uber Eats. Well, maybe. Well, now.
No,
you do.
I don't. I've ordered. I'm so broke. I'm doing Postmates.
Well,
so
yeah.
I haven't ordered food to my. Well, I ordered food yesterday, but before that,
I mean, in like the day
to
before too.
In a long time.
All right. Well. Let's talk about some baseball.
I just would like you to come up with one other bougie thing.
I mean, bougie's the heart. Like, you have about like a $12,000 a half a year bill with your cable. Like, you have to have a $400 cable bill because you have to have every single channel.
Is that bougie or is that just like? I mean, that's because I pay for all the sports packages.
I don't know. It's kind of bougie.
I don't know. I think it's just not cheap.
Well, let's actually talk about sports for a minute. We've successfully killed 20 minutes of this show. We talked about Ozzie Albies, and on the ITL Baseball show, we gave a decent portion of the show to kind of like cover him. We've got a poll that we can actually kind of revisit here. Ozzy Albies is an incredibly just wild story to me. This 5'9", 160-pound second baseman who's always had a hit tool. I say a hit tool. You know, the guy early in like the 15, 16, he was hitting 300 both across, you know, his minor league levels. 2017, it kind of tapered a little bit. You know, he went down to, you know, 285 from the 300. Never a big homer guy. Never double-digit homers in his entire minor league career. Leading up to the majors.
We hit 15 last year between the majors and AAA.
Yeah, yeah. And leading from 2017 in the minors to the majors, or, you know, from 2014 to 2017 minor league-wise, he totaled 16 homers over those
right. 2015,
years.
He just didn't hit a homer.
Yeah, so he's never been this, like, big, big homer guy, but we know there has been an adjustment into baseball. Players have made adjustments.
Launch angle.
Yeah, launch angle has been a big thing that has really revived a lot of careers. So you take this guy who, you know, he was definitely a hit guy. You know, he was a player that you could see hitting 280, 290. But, you know, there was almost this, like, Eric Ibar-ness that some people could compare and see to him. He has come in and done nothing but destroy baseball. In 2017, he hit 286. With six homers, eight stolen bases in 57 games last year. He has six homers already while hitting 333. And this is like, he's just wild to me. And the value system that's gone on Ozzy Albies is through the roof. And everybody is talking about it in how do you approach his value right now in redraft and moving forward?
I feel like he has to be unbuyable at this point, and almost untradeable too. I mean, if someone wants to offer you something absolutely ridiculous for him, you know, a second round type of person, you know, if somebody offered you Anthony Rizzo right now, would you do that?
I think you have to, but I think that's the line, right?
I think any third rounder, because he's putting up such incredible value. I am a little bit concerned that he's probably going to run more later, but he only has one swipe so far.
He's one for two, though. He's gotten caught twice, and he has one stolen base right now.
The bombs are coming, and today he hit a home run off of Syndergaard. It was the fastest. Last night he hit a home run off of Syndergaard, and it was the fastest pitch to be hit for a home run this season. It was 99.6 miles per hour. So, I mean, at that point, you're kind of just throwing the bat at it, and it's going to carry because, you know, Syndergaard put
you
all the power.
You get good contact on a 99 right. fastball, and you put it up in the air. Yeah, 100%. That thing is
I remember Rivera saying that about some of the homers he gave up. And someone was like, are you frustrated you gave up that bomb? And he's like, not really, because if he hits that off of anyone else, it's not going out.
They're not all Franchi Cordero 489 feet in good Chase Lord. Field. But, you know, they're going to go.
Franchi looks like his stance isn't the same, but body type, he looks like a left-handed Puig.
Yeah, there's definitely to it. Franchi's an incredibly interesting guy. And, you know, as far as pickups go, I think we had this conversation. We had Jason Collette on most recently on the In This League Fantasy Baseball podcast, where we talked about Franchi versus Kingery moving forward for the rest of the season. And, I mean, those are legit ones. But yeah, Ozzy Albies has moved into this other level. Now, what I think is interesting is you say he's unbuyable. I think there are definitely people that he is unbuyable to. There are people that you can approach that you will not be able to buy him. But I do think...
And I think that's 96% of people, right? Mm-hmm. Like, when I say unbuyable, I don't mean in every single situation.
Braves fans.
Well, no, not even Brave fans. I think people who own... Because, look, and this is something that happens to everybody, and this is why it's so hard to trade early in the season... Or with people who planted their flag and said, I'm taking Ozzy Albies. Maybe they took him a round or two earlier than he was going.
I had him high, man. I thought I was going to have more shares because I had him in the 80s, but the guy was going in the late 60s, 70s.
Right. So those people that took the risk on Albies and everything is paying off for them now, you know, they're going to say, well, I have to get something, you know, higher than where I selected him. And most people aren't going to be willing to part with that at, you know, 20 games in.
I think there's some of that, but what I think is happening is there's a, and this is why I think he is buyable. Now, I think we're biased because, you know, we are playing in a lot of heavy competitive leagues, whether it's...
And with really smart people.
Yeah, whether it's industry or, you know, really it's industry. We've got, like, the occasional home league, but then everything else are... We play with listeners of In This League, like long-term listeners that are part of the ITL Army, and they know how we are. These are hard-ass leagues. These are tough leagues. I don't... Now, not everybody is in that. So you've got a lot of people that are just standard casual baseball fans that might not... They might not be podcast listeners. So you come in and you offer a Darvish for a Ozzy Albies. I think a lot of people are going to pull that trigger. Like, well, I need pitching. You know, Ozzy is actually not even my starting second baseman. I got him from middle infield. He's probably playing high.
I think that range is good, but I don't think Darvish is a guy just because he started out.
Not in the competitive leagues. I don't think in the leagues that we do. I don't think people are doing that type of stuff. Let's talk about the poll that we put up.
We
put up this poll in the last episode, the Baseball Pod, which was fascinating to me. Because and I almost didn't put it up because I was like, I don't know, man.
Well, you said you're like, is this too much?
Yeah, I thought I was being too overdramatic in the conversation of Ozzy Albies. But guess what? I wasn't. Because I said, who would you rather have rest of season? Would you rather have Alex Bregman or Ozzy Albies? And the voting, it started kind of wishy-washy in the whole process. After 24 hours, it was 200 or 300 people. I don't remember. I don't have it in front of me. The voting finished 50-50. And in the late run, I quote or retweeted it with about 5 hours to go just to put some commentary on it. And there was a time where Ozzy Albies was up 56-44. And it finished out 50% of people. The comments we got on that poll were people, Ozzy Albies, just insanity people. Like, this is clearly Ozzy Albies.
I don't think there was one comment that said, you have to take Bregman in this, like, because you have to wait for the rest of the season to pan out. It's Ozzy Albies fever.
It is. I think right now, in the obtainable universe of players, he is the hottest name in baseball. Bryce Harper is not obtainable. Zero chance you can get Bryce Harper in a trade. Unless maybe you offer Ozzy Albies.
Okay, so I'm looking at NFBC, and the ADP from 3-1, so March 1st to March 26th.
Okay.
And I just want you to take a crack at where Bregman was going first and then where Albies was going.
Okay.
Overall.
And this is NFBC, so these are competitive ones. I'm going to say that...
And these are more risk-taking leagues,
too. I'm going to say Bregman was going 36 and
31.
Okay, or even higher. And Ozzy Albies was probably going 75.
103.
Wow, really? I ranked Ozzy Albies, I think, like 85 in my ranks.
He did go as high as 49, but he went as low as 165.
Wow.
So his range was gigantic. So there were some people that were just all in on this Albies thing, which is that's why I think it's going to be hard to trade him, because I think in the majority of leagues, Ozzy Albies was going right around then, you know, right around that 50 range, 60 range. Bregman, he went as high as 18 and as low as 48.
And that's wild, man. And 50% of people want Ozzy Albies over Alex Bregman right now,
so,
because Bregman is struggling and Ozzy Albies is destroying the world.
And I just figured this out because I'm dumb, but Ozzy Albies going as high as 49 and Bregman as low as 48 in zero leagues, zero shares of leagues, did Albies go ahead of Bregman ever.
And in less than a month, essentially, the tides have changed, where Ozzy Albies is that hot of a name right now. We're talking about, because a big question became, and I saw my buddy James Anderson from RotoWire kind of tweeting about this, like in redraft, where would he go right now? And I think he was kind of talking like fourth round type of stuff. We're talking about Ozzy Albies as a third round value. So the thing I tell you, if you are in a trade talk either way for Ozzy Albies, you need to know the perceived value is probably going to be in the third round range. You're going to have to pay a heavy price. There's a part of me that could be down with some of the price, but I'm going to hold to saying I still want Alex Bregman. I think he is wildly underperforming, and I think Ozzy is a bit overperforming right now. Not to say I think I said it on the show, Ozzy could be a 15 homer, 20 stolen base while hitting 280, 290. I don't know where the runs are probably going to be over 100 at this point. The guy's got 20 so far in April. I mean, he's going to be a third round value, but I still want Alex Bregman in this. Where do you see his value as a third or fourth round, or are you not buying it?
No, I'm buying into Ozzy Albies right now, and I don't want to get too overhyped on early performance, but this is a guy with a pedigree, and he's performing. So I think that his value is going to sustain that value, because right now he's playing like a first rounder. I don't think that's going to stay, but he is going to be very valuable this year.
All right, well, we'll finish up with a little bit more talk on Ozzy Albies. We'll talk about maybe some other hot guys. No big butt guys.
Hot guys.
We don't need any more asses, but we'll talk about some hot guys, maybe some pitching woes, and then, don't believe me, we got fantasy football to talk about, baseball, NFL draft, all that stuff. So don't go anywhere. This is In This League right here on Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Did you know that you can listen to this show live on the award-winning Fantasy Sports Radio Network? Listen on the iHeartRadio app, the TuneIn Radio app, or download the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network is the only totally free 24/7, 365 Fantasy Sports Network of its kind without a subscription. Check out YouTube Live on the Fantasy Sports Network YouTube page and participate in the programming there, where you can ask questions, discuss the topics with other fantasy enthusiasts, or tell everyone that you disagree. Call into your favorite show and ask your question. The number is 844-84-FNTSY. That's 844-843-6879. The Fantasy Sports Radio Network, your free fantasy source 24 hours a day.
It's In This League.
No one asked you anything ever, so whomever's name is
In This League.
Why don't you take a letter opener and stick it in your skull?
Hey! No, stick it in that InThisLeague.com.
Raising.
We own websites that are more appropriate for stick it in there.
No, I own websites because I own the websites. Well, and then every time I have to call stupid GoDaddy, there's an issue with, I see you own GoDaddy, or you own In This League and weirdholes.com.
There's a verbal contract on an episode that I can prove if it were to ever grow big. There's a verbal contract of us purchasing this in our collective agreement there. But speaking of which, we do a lot. So go to InThisLeague.com. I'm not going to even try to list off all the stuff that we do, but no, there are prospect podcasts, and there's baseball, football. We do comedy shows at the Army. We've got a couple. I mean, I have one show on Fantrax that I do with Bogman. Bogman's got like two others that are coming out.
IDP and college fantasy.
I would say a little oversaturated in this league.
We're oversaturated.
A little much, but
there's too much Bogman and the Welsh out there. I mean, there is physically.
Yeah, in a physical standpoint, there's far too much weight. But I'd say there's a lot. I mean, if you really like us, you absolutely love it. There's just a lot of content. Though I would say this, though. The radio show is probably one of the best things we do because it is very freeing. We are open.
Ah.
You know what I mean? We're open to just kind of go at
like
it.
Like going commando.
Sure. It's the full Monty of our podcast because, you know, everything else is about an hour. You know, we got to get all the stuff in. It's not that it's structured, but we're purposely not trying to go. We are 3 hours on this show. People don't realize this. We used to be an hour. We were a one-hour show when we started almost 2 years ago. Then we went to two. And then apparently we were like so much, and somebody at the network liked us. They literally asked us to do 3 hours, and that's where we're at right now. We'll do 3 hours until Bogman ruins it by me winning the bet and cussing on the radio, and then we're fired.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to be that guy. You're going to be that guy.
No.
I mean, we both come really close before, so.
Yeah, but I would also say, though, like there's worse things. Like, Tony Cincotta said, like, worse stuff on this network. He's implied worse things before. That's for sure. I mean, you know, it's funny. So, it's actually not that funny now that I think about it. Mike Cardano, big wig at Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Yeah,
which, by the way,
why don't you bring up Cardano? I'm going to get us fired.
No, I'm going to give Cardano credit. He's got a brand new show, by the way. It's Before Carton Show, Monday through Friday. It's called Talkin' Trash with Mike Cardano. So go check that out. But Cardano shared this thing on Facebook of Tony Cincotta. It's actually one of the most disturbing things I've ever seen. And it's a great look into Tony, by the way, Tony Cincotta. It was this video he did breaking down how to eat an Oreo. And it started with him talking about, like you know, like raising children and
shove
stuff
it
like
in
that.
Your mouth.
It's like raising children. I mean, that was poor timing of what you just said based on what I said. That was the worst timing. Thank you. But he starts breaking down how to eat an Oreo. And think of how it can go wrong breaking down an Oreo and then know that it goes that direction in the video.
Oh, so it goes towards a sexual area.
Sure. It's Tony at 2 a.m. in the morning who decided to do a video. And he's in a suit, by the way, at 2 a.m., and he's eating an Oreo.
You need your 2 a.m. suit.
Yeah, I mean, that's a big important thing.
Now, wait a minute. Was his suit, can I ask you this, was it a character or an animal? Because the first show I ever did with Tony, it was with Jake Seeley. We were doing some On Target, and Jake was talking to him about buying the San Diego chicken head, because apparently he's into mascots and stuff like that. And he said,
Wait, hold on. Jake, I cut you off. Jake is into mascots?
No, not Jake. Tony. Like, Jake saw the San Diego chicken head is on sale. I saw it too. It was some Bleacher Report thing. And you could buy it for like $250, or it was on eBay and the bidding was at $250. I don't know, whatever. And Tony launched into this, yeah, a lot of furries would like that. And he said, like, hey, Tony, are you a furry? And Tony, I think Tony said yes. I mean, I could be misremembering or, you know, remembering incorrectly now for comedic
scarred
sake
or for
whatever.
Life. Or scarred for life. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, or I could have been scarred for life. And I was just like, hey, Tony, it's nice to meet you, man. You know, because it's the first show I'd ever done, and we're 2 minutes in, and he's talking about furries or how he is a furry.
The most recent show also with that I did, because I haven't done a lot with Tony, but it was with Jake. It was on Target. It was Jake and Tony, and the first segment we talked about Tom Brady's son kissing him. So it doesn't I guess we just get together with Tony and it's going to be sexualized Oreos and issues.
How much do you think I could sell weirdholes.com
to Tony? Let's find out. Let's make some money. Let's us make some money.
Let's
all right.
Us. It's yeah. My dollars.
Us.
You make the money.
Let's do that. All right. We were talking about Ozzy Albies.
Speaking
of furries.
Yeah, and so, okay, so Ozzy Albies. It's hard to regain my momentum here.
I know, I'm really sorry.
Thinking about furries eating Oreos. It's a whole thing.
It's probably difficult for the listener as well, to be honest with you.
All right, so we're talking about Ozzy Albies, and we compared him to Alex Bregman. Alex Bregman went 31. I just want to go over some players that went after him and see if, like, is Bregman the actual line? Are these others, like, insta accepts? Or are we talking about some other players a little bit lower that you'd be like, you know, maybe I'll take X over Ozzy Albies?
We're the only show that can go from furries to Tom Brady's son kissing him to Alex Bregman, Ozzy Albies trades.
Yeah, I think this is probably a world's first.
What an accomplishment. All right.
That's right. That's why we win no medals. No. All right. So Josh Donaldson is immediately behind Alex Bregman at 32.
I'm sorry, who?
Josh Donaldson. This is NFBC, which is a little more risky. So you're going to get, you know, other players going ahead of established guys. But I mean, it looks like it might make sense now with Josh Donaldson missing all this time with the shoulder injury and, you know, they said he's good and he should be back soon, but I don't know how much I'm buying.
I mean, is that maybe the most difficult one? Donaldson,
an injured Josh Donaldson, former first round pick, easy.
Yeah, man.
You know, MVP.
What are you doing?
What are you doing?
You answer first.
I believe I asked you this question. I would probably take. I'd take Albies.
I think I might take Albies.
And to me, it's
That's
not about
so
like
hard.
If they were both healthy, I would take Josh Donaldson easily.
Agreed.
But I'm afraid of this shoulder injury flaring up again, and they have decent replacements. So, you know, they could easily baby Donaldson back because Solarte's been playing third. They brought up Lourdes Gurriel the other day, and he's been playing fairly well in his start. So I think that
That's a tough one, man.
That is a tough one.
I think that's one that you probably try to make a 2 for 2. You're trying to balance a little bit just to like minimize the risk. Because I legit have a little bit of a worry that Ozzie's is going to come back just a tad bit. But Donaldson holds a lot of risk right now just based on this injury stuff. And I do think he's going to be able to come back healthy. I don't know, man. That one, I said Ozzie, and I'm starting to you'd have to get me within 5 minutes of that trade to accept it. Because if I think think about it too long, I'm not sure I do.
Waffler,
yeah,
right?
Who else?
Well, the next hitter is, you want to throw some pitchers in here or just do hitters?
Yeah, sure, whatever.
Carlos Carrasco. And we're going to talk about it in the next segment, but pitching is just going downhill really fast.
Yeah, here's the deal. If Carrasco's your number one, I don't think you can do it. If he is maybe your two, I think you could maybe do it.
Jacob DeGrom, instant no. No for me.
Yeah, no.
Not doing that. Kenley Jansen, I'm instantly doing.
I am trading Kenley Jansen to acquire Ozzie Albies, yes.
Brian Dozier. It's a no for me. I'm going to stick with Dozier.
Let me look at Dozier's numbers, though, because I like this one because you're trading position for position. And I think it's really important to actually do this one as well, because I think this is the ultimate, like, has Albies passed this positional rank? And Dozier is hitting .281, 4 homers, 2 stolen bases. Low BABIP. I'm going to say no.
Yeah, I'm going to stick. I'm going to go ahead and stick with Dozier. Yeah. Let's see. Corey Seager.
I'm going to do it.
Yeah, me too.
I own some shares of Corey Seager too, so send me offers.
Jose Abreu? Nah.
No.
Christian Yelich. Yelich already been hurt.
I don't want to do it, but I'm doing it.
I'm not doing it.
I think
I'm surprised you're doing that
one. I think I might. Well, I just said I don't want to do it. A healthy you'd have to get me on struggle bus or injuries.
Well, Yelich is back, though, already.
Yeah, I just flip-flopped again. I'm not doing that. That's why Albies is so tough.
He is tough. This one is going to be ultimately tough for you. It's Andrew Benintendi.
Andrew
Benintendi is one homer and 2 stolen bases.
I can't. See,
267.
What this is more about me personally. Like I mentioned this in the Prospect podcast, and I've mentioned this on our baseball podcast. I just have a really hard time going out and selling with this small of a sample size established players. Even though Alex Bregman is struggling, I don't want to go and move him. Even though Albies, you're doing it the right way. You're not acquiring, you know, like another struggling bat. You're acquiring someone who's red hot and has a lot of value right now. But if Albies tapers back, you're talking about like a 70 range guy. I think for me, it's going to be really hard because I just flip-flopped. I kind of flip-flopped on Donaldson. I flip-flopped on Yelich.
Is why I feel like it's impossible to trade for or away Ozzie Albies right now. Because there's not a whole lot of people that know more about baseball than you, and you're flip-flopping. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So how are Rubes and Boobs supposed to make this move?
Yeah, you know? Well, I mean, and that's where when you see transaction trends and whatnot, you're going to see it from Ruby Booby type of trades. You know,
and the people listening are also, you're on our level. Like, I'm not saying you're Rubes and Boobs. I'm saying
you might play in a Rube and Boob league.
Right. That's what I'm saying is, there's no some Rube is going to see if our buddy Chad had Ozzie Albies and I offered him, whoever, Starling Marte, he'd be like, well, no way. No, I got it. This guy's amazing. Well, what about that? I'm going to go insta pick. You got to make a decision real fast. No waffling. Are you ready?
OK.
Starling Marte.
I'll take Ozzie.
Marcell Ozuna.
I gotta look at Ozuna's numbers. I'll go Albies, I guess. I think I would off on that one. Albies.
I'm going Buxton. Hoskins.
Hoskins.
Upton.
Upton.
Carlos Martinez.
Martinez?
I think that's the line because Rendon, Albies.
Yeah.
Archer, Albies.
Yeah. I think he belongs in the 50s. Like that's the price that you want to pay. You want to pay the the 50 to 60 range player, but I think the inherent cost is probably in those guys that we really waffled about. Like, that's probably what you're going to have to pay to buy them. But if you're comfortable with trading some of those guys in that range, I think, like what you said, our Rube friend Chad, if you offered Chris Archer for Ozzy, he had Albies, and you offer Archer, I think he looks at that and he's like, well, Archer is like an ace, and I can trade away Albies, who I got like in the ninth round.
Yeah, I mean, but Archer's terrible. We're going to talk about him in the next segment, and he's awful.
Yeah, well, so, didn't he just have a good game last night, give up two?
No, he sure didn't.
Oh, he didn't?
Maybe he gave up two when you were watching.
Okay, in one inning? Yeah, maybe that's what it was.
Didn't
okay.
end that game very well. So, but yeah, I think that's the line, because the rest of these guys, I mean, there are some tough ones. I mean, Posey.
Ozzy.
Andrus before he got hurt. Scope is hurt. Will Meyer just came back.
See, but that's why it's so apparent that, like, Ozzy's in the 50s. Pollock?
Because you're a Pollock guy, and he's hitting very well. He didn't play last night because he ran into Chris Owings and had some type of issue. But
that's a really, really tough one, because he is four homers, four stolen bases. His average is pretty low, though, which I don't love. His strikeout percentage is really high, though, right now.
You know, I'm taking Albies.
I might take Pollock in that one.
If Pollock had a stretch where he was like 0-for-13 with 9 strikeouts, and then he hit a bomb to jump out of it.
I think Pollock is one of those guys that could win 4 of the 5 categories against Albies, to be honest with you.
Right. But, I mean, he's not going to, because he'll play 120 games. So
yeah, it's also possible. You know,
I that's why I would take Albies and premium position if you're looking at both these guys. So
it's a fascinating argument. I would love to know, have you traded Ozzy Albies? Have you traded him away? Have you traded four? What does that trade look like? What a coup you could have got if you made the move in the first like week or two. Like you probably have somebody really upset at you. That is a very, very legitimate. You know what would be a great one, Boggs? I got one for you. Albies or Ohtani?
Ooh, well.
When it's a daily transaction, and you can play him in both spots.
Man.
Oh, man.
I think I'm going to take Ohtani.
Oh, baby. Down by the river. I want to put that poll out there. I kind of want to know.
Do that poll. I'll put it up. Okay. Here, I'll put it up.
You going to do it? All right. I'll retweet it. Yeah, people you better anyway, so more people will vote. So.
That poll, that's true. I am more popular than you.
Yeah. Why is that? It makes no sense.
Because I'm likable. So.
I don't know. I think maybe, is it they feel sorry for you, or am I that unlikable?
You're pretty unlikable. So, I mean, I like you. I think you're cool.
I don't really like me. So I guess that's probably the problem. That's like one of those things. Like, it's hard. It's going to be hard for people to like you when you don't like you.
That's true. I started the show. I was all positive. All this great stuff is happening. You know, the Diamondbacks are awesome. The Rockets are in the playoffs.
Hands
you just
up.
Moved to a great new apartment. And then you're like, yeah, everything's cool for like 60 seconds. And then everything's terrible again.
Yeah, there was a time where I was within like four people of surpassing you on followers on Twitter, and then something just happened. I just was unliked again, and then you went like you're like 30 more than me now, and I think I might have been happy had I passed you, but it's just
you're gonna pass me at some point. So, you're a bigger Twitter user than I am. You know about all the Twitter fights.
Doesn't matter.
You got a cat. Versus Pitching Ninja. You know about all that stuff.
We should talk about that. Let's talk about that. You got a cat in your profile though.
I have
in batting practice at the Diamondbacks.
Yeah, you have that like angsty weird picture that you clearly took that you're trying not to look.
I did not.
You took.
No, I was batting. That was actually a professional photographer.
I'm about the one where you're up against the cage.
Oh yeah, no, that one's on the Instagram. No,
that's my art picture.
Yeah, hey, everybody.
I was like, what is this guy doing?
How you doing? No, this one, that the picture on my profile is the one a professional photographer took. That when I saw my stomach in it, I was so upset, I immediately started working out and had to lose 25 pounds instantly, because it's the most depressing picture. Like, I look at those things, and I've never hated myself as much looking at those. So, self-deprecation, my friends. All right, don't go anywhere. We got a whole bunch more. Finish up with some baseball talk. We're going to talk about the Cleveland Browns and the ridiculously chaotic thing they want to do with both of their first-round picks. And we're going to talk to you about our very, very early NFL mock draft. draft for fantasy. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back.